It's NPR Illinois. I'm Brian Mackey. A Bloomington man running for Congress has sued to keep his name on the ballot. David Gill is running as an independent and failed to file the number of valid signatures required by Illinois law. That number is much higher than it would be if he were running as a Democrat or Republican, and Gill says that burden is unconstitutional. Before we get into the legal arguments here, let's talk about Dr. Gill. He's an emergency room physician and something of a Don Quixote figure in central Illinois politics. This year, he's making his fifth run for Congress. All four previous times, he ran as a Democrat, losing to former 15th District Republican Tim Johnson in 2004, 6, and 10. Those results were pretty lopsided. The closest he came was in the Democratic wave year of 2006, and even then, he lost by 15 percentage points. But in 2012, there was a new district with a lot more Democrats. Johnson had retired, and this time, Gill came really close, within 1,002 votes of Congressman Rodney Davis.
For all intents and purposes, I won that election in 2012, and we can talk at length about that. But there was an independent who was preaching the same things as me, climate change and term limits and gay marriage and single payer and a woman's right to choose, ad infinitum. So I was running against myself and Rodney Davis. Lost by 0.3 percentage point, effectively won, but the Democratic Party still didn't want me to run again.
Gill, however, was not done with politics. Hoping the fifth time's the charm, he wants another shot at Davis, and this time he filed to run as an independent. That's where his problems began. Illinois law makes it much harder for independent candidates to get on the ballot. For example, in the 13th Congressional District, Democrats and Republicans have to collect just under 740 signatures to get on the ballot. Independents have to gather 10,754. Gill says he got thousands of those signatures himself.
In collecting 5,000 signatures, I had 10,000 conversations with people, and to a man, doesn't matter, left wing, right wing, middle of the road, when I would tell him I need 15 times what the Democrat and Republican need, they would say, "What? That's a joke."
Gill and campaign volunteers managed to turn in roughly 600 more signatures than the minimum required, but it wasn't enough. A citizen came forward to challenge those signatures, and a state hearing officer struck a number of them as invalid, leaving Gill more than 2,200 short. That's where the lawsuit comes in. Through his lawyers, Sam Kenman and Andrew Finko, Gill argues the number for independent congressional candidates are so much greater than those for major parties that they violate the U.S. Constitution. And as Kenman points out, candidates have gotten on the ballot with few or even zero signatures. If you voted this spring, you might have seen the name of Larry Cohen.
Democratic candidate for president. He filed no signatures, just a statement of candidacy. His objector's petition was filed, but then withdrawn. Once it was withdrawn, he stayed on the ballot.
Kenman and Gill also point to the most recent time standards were tightened for independent candidates, back in 1983. That's when legislators voted to limit petitions to a 90-day window before the filing period. They point to a comment by the late state representative Harry Busserell of Oak Lawn, who, during debate, said, quote, "I'm trying to protect all of the members of the House who are down here doing the people's business while somebody is back in your district circulating petitions." In other words, the law was aimed squarely at protecting incumbents from competition. Gill went before federal judge Sue Myerscough this week, asking that she put him on the ballot even with fewer signatures than Illinois law requires. Three lawyers for the state argued against him. Through a spokeswoman, they declined to speak on tape. But in court, Assistant Attorney General Sarah Newman acknowledged that Urell's comment, quote, "does not fill my heart with gladness." But she argued that you do need rules governing elections, and she says Illinois law is reasonable and non-discriminatory. I'm Brian Mackey.